Today, the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and as we know, the reading of this Sunday is about the blessed visit of Saint Mary to Saint Elizabeth. And this visit can tell us many things about Saint Mary and tell us many lessons that we can learn from, but I will focus today on the lesson of acting or being a responsible person. Saint Mary was not invited to go to Saint Elizabeth or to serve her, but she felt compelled that when she heard that St. Elizabeth is pregnant and this old lady needs somebody to take care of her, immediately she moved with this sense of zeal and sense of responsibility to serve her cousin. So what can we learn today about this virtue, the virtue of being responsible? The first thing that we remember is being responsible is a sign of godliness. And when people are in good relationship with God, so they act like Him. God is always showing this sense of responsibility. Even when we sinned, He was responsible or made Himself responsible to correct our mistake. So when Adam was in connection with God and he saw Eve for the first time, he moved with a sense of responsibility towards her instantly, immediately. It was very natural. And he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." In the same way also we find David, when he was also walking with God and so much intimate with Him, he fought for a sheep against a bear and a lion. He put his life at risk in order to save what is entrusted to him. So it is very natural for people who are godly to have this sense of responsibility. On the other hand, when this kind of relationship with God is impaired, affected in any way, then immediately you find people moving into a lifestyle of irresponsibility. Even while they think of themselves that I am okay, I'm taking care of others, but this is not the case. Look here at Adam himself, when he sinned and trespassed God's commandment. So when God asked him, "What did you do? Where were you hiding?" Now he moved from "This woman is the flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone," into "The woman whom you gave me, you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Now she is the woman. She is not the bone of my bone and my flesh of my flesh." The same person moving between two different attitudes based on where he is from God in the two situations. David, who defended a sheep, he committed a sin with Bathsheba, took her from her husband, and even sent her husband to die in a war. The same person acting totally different based on how close he is to God or how far he is from God. The second lesson we remember or we can today reflect on in regard of being responsible, that this virtue does not need an invitation to be displayed. It is not always like you are invited to do something. It is an internal feeling or a desire or something that's compelling that for people who are responsible to act even while not invited. Saint Mary, as I said, was not invited to go and serve Elizabeth. Elizabeth never called for her. The angel never told her, "Go and serve your cousin." But she moved. She felt like this is a responsibility. I have to take care of it. In the same way, also, we find a person like Nehemiah. When he heard the news about Jerusalem and how the city is desolate, how the walls are broken, there is no worship, he was not responsible. He was not a priest. He was not a prophet. Nothing. God did not tell him, "Nehemiah, go back home and take care of people." But he did. He moved with this and took an initiative to go and restore the glory of Jerusalem once more. The story of Tobias also in the book of Tobit. Tobias was also a responsible person. He took on his shoulder that "I am going to bury the dead." And this is again something that no one will ask him to do it, but he felt compelled. "I have to take care of this task, not leave my countrymen dying in the streets." The Good Samaritan also is another example of people who are responsible. He had compassion on the injured man, and he took the time and the effort to take care of him. So this kind of virtue doesn't need an invitation. The person, when he said, "Why you didn't do this?" and he said, "Nobody told me," it says that I still need someone to remind me that I have to be responsible. The third lesson we learn about this virtue also, it is a way to acquire maturity in terms of the sense of ownership. People who are responsible, they feel they own whatever belongs to them. I mean this, of course, in the positive sense, meaning feeling responsible for my choices and their consequences, my talents, my family, my mistakes, my emotions, my church. Why I'm saying sense of ownership? Many times you find people who are not yet there feeling responsible. They find fault with everything and everyone in order for at the end of the day to feel like I'm not at fault. I'm okay. I feel angry because he did this to me. I have the right to insult this person because like I was insulted back. This is not the way it should be. Even if we fall into it, at least I have to say, it is me. It is my mistake. I am responsible for my choices, my talents, and all of these kind of issues in our lives. My issues are mine. People are not responsible for them. People can show us whom we are. They can show us that we are not patient yet, we are not humble yet, we are not loving, we are not wise. But they are not responsible for us being missing all of these. They are just the one who showed us whom we are. So that's why we find in the story when the Lord healed the man, the paralytic, at the pool of Bethesda, who stayed there for 38 years. He asked him, do you want to be made well? What is the meaning here? So he wants him to know that his illness, he has a responsibility in it because it came to him as a consequence of his sin. So his healing also is part of his responsibility. And this mindset, changing the mindset of the person, this person was sitting at the pool waiting for someone to throw him in the water. Somebody is going to solve my problem for me. And when Christ asked him, should made him to think and make us to think with him, do you want to be made well? You have part of your healing and you have to have ownership of what happened with you or to you. When Shimei in the story, when David was fleeing from his son Absalom, Shimei cursed David and he accused him of being a bloodthirsty person and all of these kind of ugly accusations. But David, instead of moving with anger against the man, he said, let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him. David remembered what he did with Bathsheba and Uriah, her husband. And he felt like, if now this man is cursing at me, this is because of my sin. It is because God told him, it's a reminder to me that I did something wrong and I deserve to hear this kind of insulting words. It's a sense of ownership. I did this. I am responsible for it. The repentance of the lost son in the famous parable in Luke chapter 15 also started with this. He sat by himself and he thought that I have messed up my life. I did something wrong. It is time for me to correct it. This man could have stayed years staying where he is, serving the swine and saying that my father was not a good person. Nobody took care of me and I was a victim. But the lost son immediately moved with this sense of responsibility. It is me. It's my mistake. It's time for me to correct this. In the absence of this sense of mature ownership, then life is filled with excuses. People even speak about excuses before they speak about their own mistake. Sometimes this happens often in confession. A long story about excuses before I come and say, that's why I did this. But at the end of the day, if I talk like this, then I am not responsible. Then others did it. Look here, King Saul. A man who never took ownership of his mistakes. When he dared to offer a sacrifice, while he is not a priest, he was waiting for Samuel to come and to offer a sacrifice on his behalf before he goes to war. Samuel was late and Saul went and offered the sacrifice. When Samuel confronted him, look what he said. He said, when I saw that the people were scattered from me and that you did not come, so it is your mistake, Samuel. within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gather together at Michmash. Then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered the burnt offering. The word compelled means that it's against my will. I have to. This is something I cannot control. By saying this, he's just saying, I'm not responsible. It is the mistake of you, Samuel, of the people, of the Philistines, of anybody, but it's not me. The first lesson we learn about this sense of responsibility is it goes beyond handling a task. It maybe starts as a person that you give him a task and he take care of it. This will be good enough. And we say that this is a responsible person. When I told him to do this, he did it very well. But this evolves further into taking care of people. It is a big difference between doing a taking care of a task or taking care of people. Even as servants, we start at the beginning serving kids and feeling like my task is to give a lesson at Sunday school, to prepare a lesson. It's a task, but later on it moves into I am responsible for those people and responsible for them from every side as much as it depends on me. Also, this kind of sense of responsibility, as I said, develops and evolves. Look here at the Lord when he met with the multitude and they came maybe seeking him to see a miracle or to listen to something. We find that he received them. He talked with them about the word of God, and then he healed those who are in need of healing, and then he fed them. He covered all of their needs. He felt responsible for them from every side, not only for teaching, but it went beyond this. As I said, sense of responsibility evolves. If I cannot take care of a task, if I cannot take care of myself, I cannot take care of anything else. A person who still is not responsible for his behavior and he's acting irresponsibly cannot take care of others. The ultimate level of responsibility is the fatherhood. A father is a person who is a servant of all, who takes care of everyone, who protects everyone, who would be the first person to wake up in the morning, the last person who die, I'm sorry, to sleep at night. And he takes care of everybody from the family. This is how fatherhood is, responsible for everything, covering everybody, even mistake or shortcomings. This is how God taught us about fatherhood. I always say this to our daughters whenever they are in a process of talking to someone in order to maybe marry a person. If your fiancé or whoever you are talking with cannot take care of himself, cannot act responsibly with his own life and emotions and choices, then he cannot be entrusted over a family, simply as simple as that. Another lesson also we learn about the sense of responsibility, it is never dependent on feelings or circumstances. When a person say, I could not do this, I could not take care of others because of the circumstances, I could not complete the task because I didn't find enough help. This is, again, this attitude is not reflecting responsibility. St. Mary, when she went to St. Elizabeth, it was a long trip, and she had to travel through the hill side of the city. So we hear St. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah. She never thought about the circumstances. Should I do it or not, considering how difficult it is to travel at these days? Also, in the story of Tobias, Tobias risked his life while he was trying to bury the dead. The story of Saint Archdeacon Habib Girgis and how he, when he instituted the Sunday school movement in Egypt, he was faced with many resistance and it still did not make him to think twice, should I do it or not? St. Paul summarized this attitude by saying, for if I do this willingly, if I serve willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, if things are not going in my favor, are not very helpful, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. This is the bottom line. No father or mother will wake up in the morning and say, am I in the mood to serve my family today or not? It will never depend on the mood or the feeling of the circumstances. Another lesson we should be reminded with when it comes to sense of responsibility. The last thing is losing the sense of responsibility is a way of destruction that cannot be fully calculated. And I'm saying this even if you are a person in your own room, you are shutting the door after yourself, going over the internet, doing whatever you think is okay, as far as I'm not hurting anybody outside the room. This is not true. Whatever you do by yourself eventually will hurt people around you. We like it or not, this is a rule. This will always happen. Achan, the son of Carmi, a soldier in the Israelite army, he went and he stole something. He thought, maybe this is my mistake. I took something from the spoil I should not take. What happened is, God abandoned Israel. And people went to a war against Ai. They lost. 36 people were dead. And Israel came back fleeing from their enemies. The whole country suffered because of a person's mistake. So this is again something we should always remind ourselves with. When I am responsible, I take care of myself and I take care of others. When you are standing in your room and pray, you are serving your family. When you are really confessing and repenting, you are serving your family and your community and your church. It is not an individual act. It will be reflected either ways, positively on your family or negatively also on the same side. Losing sense of responsibility is such a dangerous status of mind. As we spoke before about Saul, Saul's irresponsible behavior and his leadership made Israel, all of it, to suffer. Today, St. Mary is giving us another lesson about being responsible. And all of these things that we can find and we can learn, these lessons are reminded, we are reminded with whenever we observe her act of kindness and responsibility going to serve her cousin. May the Lord to grant us this virtue of being always responsible in whatever we handle, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.